M&M Live Radio is a copyrighted M&M Enterprise production and is not to be duplicated or broadcasted without the express permission of M&M Enterprise Productions.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as M&M, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's M&M Live Radio. What's popping, y'all? Listen, we appreciate your love and support every single show. We can't do this without you guys. And of course, I cannot do the show by myself. I need my sister. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls once again right here on You Already Know. It's M&M Live Radio. Now, let's go ahead and get this party started. Now, of course, you guys already know your girls love us some Fridays. Man, now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go and blow up our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, here's a huge shout out to one of our newest followers, actually, at NolanAdams2828 on Instagram. Now listen, okay? Be the first person to shout us out or blow up our notifications, and you, my friend, could be next week's Follow Friday.
You know how we do this. Hashtag too many hashtags is coming around the corner, where we give you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags. Now listen, the Queen of Soul, Queen Aretha Franklin, she's already passed and gone on to glory, but listen, people are coming for her music and it's not sticking, okay? We got to talk about this during hashtag too many hashtags.
And listen, man, you guys already know we're always big on the inspiration, the positivity, the encouragement never goes away here on M&M Live Radio. Now, you already know we can give it to you in 60 minutes, no problem. But even if you can only spare us 60 seconds, listen, we got you with our 1 minute inspiration. And Misa's got your 1 minute inspiration for you this week.
Listen, it's the last show of the month, which means we are talking love and relationships in our male's perspective. Kimo Jones will be in the building holding it down for the fellas. And of course, you know, ladies, your girls are going to hold down the conversation for you as well. Stick around because we have a great conversation. And Mia, speaking of, give them the question one time for the one time.
All right, so here it is. All right, so agree or disagree with this statement. I really don't like too private of a relationship. No posts, no flirting in the comments. You don't like or repost their stuff. I just don't like that. Listen, do you agree or disagree with that statement? Let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. At us and the tweet or comment so we can see you. But Misa, listen, I heard it's a party outside.
And
I heard, Misa, that our cousin then got a deal, man.
Really?
Signed with Sony Music, man. Woo! Shout out to Scooty Wop. Listen, Keisha's son doing a big, y'all. Listen, shout out to him starting off the year right. Here's Party Outside by Scooty Wop. Then we got CC by John Keith and No Big Deal. Indie Tribe going crazy right here on You Already Know.
It's M&M Live Radio.
A wise philosopher by the name of Juvenal once said, we're taking over from the 99 to the 2000. Well, I'm going to take that to another level. It's going to be the 2000 to the 2020, 2030, 2040. Let's turn it up, get a dance off. It's a party outside.
Are you trying to get right? It's a party outside. Are you trying to get right? It's a party outside. Are you trying to get right? It's a party outside. Come on, don't play. No, it's a party outside. Are you trying to get right? It's a party outside.
tryna get right.
It's a party outside.
Oh, you tryna get right.
It's a party outside.
Come on, don't play. No, it's a
party outside.
Coming full circle, no half my stereo. I'ma go to God in every scenario. Preaching on the word from here to Ontario. First thing in the morning, can't wait for the cereal.
It's a party outside. Holy Ghost step first. Talk to God for the plan like it ain't yes, sir. Walking on water, I'm a glide Drexler. Big man, pay the price with a bank teller. Summer 2K, big screen, Blu-ray. Keep that word on my hip, double time, hooray. I'm a Christian, don't gotta pull up where you stay. On a mission, true outreach.
What you say?
Oh, you tryna get right.
It's a party outside.
Oh, you tryna get right.
It's a party outside.
Oh, you tryna get right.
It's a party outside.
Come on, don't play, no, it's a
party outside.
Oh, you tryna get right.
It's a party outside.
Oh, you tryna get right.
It's a party outside.
Oh, you tryna get right.
It's a party outside.
Come on, don't play, no, it's a
party outside.
Holla, if you hear me now.
Hear me now.
Summer down and eat it, new millennium.
West Orlando.
Pull it to the party with the sprinter van. Connect the dots with the rhyme, know you feeling them. Braille. Kingdom come, holy trail. Eat it up, holy grail. His blood, the cup that I sip from. On a body breaking bread.
He set me free from the synonym. Said the truth, got tired of running. Michelin. My God, my Lord, my King, that's a synonym. Reigns above all, never ending them.
Oh, you tryna get right.
It's a party outside.
Oh, you tryna get right.
It's a party outside.
Oh, you tryna get right.
It's a party outside.
Come on, don't play, no, it's a
party outside.
Oh, you tryna get right.
It's a party outside.
Oh, you tryna get right.
It's a party outside.
Oh, you tryna get right.
It's a party outside.
Come on, don't play, no, it's a
party outside.
What's good, y'all? This is No Big Deal, and you're listening to my girls Eminem on Eminem Live Radio. Keep it locked right now.
Hey, wait, look, yeah. Better than lemon, I'm ready to eat. I got an attitude, yup, like easy. I had to blow up the lab like BB. I got a problem with friends, no Phoebe. All of you boys low-key wanna beat me. Come on the game and they running like CC. Come on the game, they running like
ayy. Look what he did, I'm a hunter of the species. Some of y'all still look sleepy. Billboard Keith, you see me. I never mentioned no Drake like BB. Yeah, whipping the CC, had her on repeat. I love Bastard Box. I got the ghost and a board, no Ouija. Top of my game, let's make it a thing. Who want a piece of the kid? You clowns the same, I came from the king. I've been trying to tell you a myth. Who wanna hang, roll with the gang? I put the ink on my skin. Johnny and Dilly, we got them like, ooh. Somebody say we the new grits. Can't keep it low key, I asked him why he chose me. He said you looking lonely, but don't be lonely by yourself. Can't nobody fold me, he might have made me OP. But I ain't tryna OD on private cause it's straight from hell. Yeah. Better than lemon, I'm ready to eat. I got an attitude, yup, like easy. I had to blow up the lab like BB. I got a problem with friends, no Phoebe. All of you boys low key wanna beat me. Come on the game and they running like CC. Come on the game and they running like
yeah. Howdy,
partner.
All of my life they doubt me.
Bummer.
Had one shot like Fauci, took it. All of my shows be crowded, book it. I like them nice and rowdy. All of my tribe around me. I got the fit from Wowie, how we get it to fit so nicely.
Thank you.
I'm on my tip like Spike Lee, do the right thing, off of my king. John got the kit like Tai Chi. Got out the boats all lightning. I found love in a storm like Kylie. From the boondocks like Riley. From the boondocks like Riley. Handle that pressure nicely. Diamond shining, white and brightly. I'm in that studio nightly. Me and my demons fighting. Please do not get me lit. Open that script, give me enlightenment. Yeah. My crew ball like Caillou. My crew hot like Cayenne. We got tunnel vision. Rest in peace to Princess Diane.
Yeah. Better than lemon, I'm ready to eat. I got an attitude, yup, like easy. I had to blow up the lab like BB. I got a problem with friends, no Phoebe. All of you boys low key wanna beat me. Come on the game and they running like CC. Come on the game and they running like
Amen. I'm letting you know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag too many hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go and.
Go and.
On the hashtags. Well, this segment right here is called hashtag too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags. Hashtag respect the queen. Listen to this, y'all. So it's been said that Aretha Franklin's 1968 song, A Natural Woman, of course we all are familiar with that song, was deemed offensive by a trans community Twitter page on Twitter. Get into it, y'all. So listen, okay? So they said this. This is what the Transcultural Mindfulness Alliance page on Twitter said about Aretha Franklin's song. They said, Aretha Franklin's 1968 song, Natural Woman, perpetuates multiple harmful anti-trans stereotypes. There is no such thing as a natural woman. This song has helped inspire acts of harm against transgender women. TCMA is requesting it is removed from Spotify and Apple Music. Now, a lot of us, of course, when I looked into it, I was thinking to myself, whoa, let's hold our female horses now. You know what I'm saying? Let's try to figure this out, okay? Because we're coming for timeless classic music and a legendary artist such as Aretha Franklin, right? So this is the thing. The moment that the TCMA Twitter page posted that post, they were thinking that a lot of people were going to stand by them in support for their claim, of course. The funny thing is the moment they posted it, so many people stood against it and was like, bro, are you kidding me? Like, there's no way in the world you're going to compare lyrics from 1968 to modern day time and ask for it to be canceled? Absolutely not. So then the Twitter page then said, it was a parody. It was satire. We were just joking. So it's interesting now because so many people are thinking that they're backtracking and now claiming that it was a parody or it was a satirical post when, come on now, you just expected for everyone to be on your side and they really weren't. Mia, what do you think?
I'm trying to choose my words carefully only because anyone who knows me knows that I grew up on Aretha Franklin. I very much so did. I was saddened when I found out that she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
She is top five artists that raised me. Top five favorite artists.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm trying to pick my words right. Because one thing you're not going to do is come for the Queen of Soul.
Yeah.
Okay? So, listen. I do not like that, and here's why. Because if anyone was to do any satire, quote-unquote, towards the LGBTQ plus community, they would be canceled for life.
Mm-hmm.
They would try to end their jobs, do anything they can to end them, right? I think it's crazy. I agree with you 100%. How could you compare a song that took place in what, the 1960s?
Yeah.
To what's happening in 2023? What got me is that a natural woman doesn't exist. Yes, they do.
They do.
They do. There are women who were born naturally. Mm-hmm. That's just fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what you may get done to your body, the transition and process you may go through, there are women who were naturally born like
a woman.
So, but Aretha Franklin, that was not a huge...
it wasn't popular then.
It wasn't popular back then. So she didn't say that in malicious intent.
Right.
You know, so I'm glad that... I'm not gonna lie, I held my breath this entire hashtag because if they move forward and taking this song down, I would have to start a boycott. Lisa. I'm yeah. not even lying to you.
Yeah, it's just interesting the times that we're in, man, compared to times back then. But I just do not believe that it's right for us to make this stand and this claim against the late Aretha Franklin. Hashtag you make me feel.
Hashtag like a natural woman.
Hashtag this trans Twitter account.
Hashtag makes me feel like they're up to something.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag pass that word. Listen, Netflix confirmed in a shareholder letter last week that its move to no longer allow users to share passwords for free could begin by the end of March. Now, remember, y'all, we talked about this not too long ago in hashtag too many hashtags. And it says how even now the company has not specified the date, but did say in the letter how they would start rolling out paid sharing more broadly later in the first quarter of the year. So I think they're announcing the fact that they're going to start charging people that share accounts. but they haven't given an official date. So, of course, you know, you, your mama, your cousin and them, your roommate's cousin and them, who all got your passport, that's not going to happen anymore. You cannot do that freely. You can do that, but they're going to start making you pay for that. And it's going to happen as soon as March. I just don't like how they're making us pay for everything after Jesus then paid it all. That's all I'm saying.
This is all I got to say, okay? Why y'all in our business?
Like, leave us alone.
Leave us. We're not bothering nobody.
Like, you can literally, like, do anything else. Netflix, you have a lot of more fish to fry, you know? Like, you have a lot of more fish, bigger fish, way bigger fish. And you worried about these little nuggets, these little fish sticks, us sharing our passwords.
How about the fact that Netflix and us sharing passwords is bringing families together?
Right? Unity. Unity in 2023. Friendships are being mended.
We see where your values
relationships
lie.
Relationships are being restored. And you're getting in the way of that division.
What happened to sharing is caring? Come on now. Are you serious?
I just feel as if that we could be getting anything else. Anything else other than this nonsense. I'm disappointed.
I'm very disappointed. I don't like this. Y'all need to fix this. It's too early for 2023.
And it's too soon, if you ask me. Hashtag, I can't share my password.
Hashtag, sheesh, that's hard.
Hashtag, well, it's either you continue to share.
Hashtag, or take that charge.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. Listen, guys, we're giving you hashtag, too many hashtags. That's right. All things current, as well as all things trending through the use of hashtag.
Hashtag, with your old self. Listen to this, y'all. A 29-year-old woman has been charged after posing as a teenager and attending a high school in New Jersey. Y'all, wait a minute. We got to talk about this right here, okay? So how about this young woman, I believe her name is pronounced Hai Jung Shin, all right? She is located in northern New Jersey, and she allegedly used a forged birth certificate to enroll at a local high school.
A forged birth certificate?
A forged birth certificate.
It's one thing when you do a signature.
Mia, it even said that this lady attended class for about 4 days.
What?
4 days.
Who's she trying to get to?
Who is she trying to talk to?
What's that boy name?
What is going on?
Come on now.
Okay?
Let's get to the nitty gritty.
All I gotta say is this, sis.
What aren't they telling us?
Your glory days are behind you. You cannot relive your high school days no matter how good they were.
You can still rock it wrinkly. You know?
Mia, I'm not sure about this one. This makes me nervous, because if you're able to occupy a space or a seat, a desk at a school, and them not be able to catch you until 4 days later, and there's all this calamity going on in schools across the nation and shootings and like what? It took 4 days for them to catch you?
Okay, listen, if it was a guy, we would have a fit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they would be on top of that and say how wrong that was. I have to say they have to keep the same energy even if it is a woman.
Absolutely.
The
absolutely.
Safety of everybody.
The safety of the children, the faculty, the staff.
Absolutely.
Like, that is outrageous to me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Hashtag, wait a minute.
Hashtag, hold up.
Hashtag, she's 29 trying to stay in high school.
Hashtag, girl, grow up.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag, take away TikTok. We always keep circling back to someone just trying to get rid of TikTok. Senator Josh Hawley on Tuesday announced he would introduce a bill to implement a nationwide ban on the social media app TikTok. TikTok is China's backdoor into America's lives. It threatens our children's privacy as well as their mental health, Hawley tweeted Tuesday morning. Last month, Congress banned it on all government devices. Now it will introduce legislation to ban it nationwide. Why are people trying to take our happiness? Like, I feel like, okay, here's personally what I think, right?
Okay.
I think, if anything, I could see if they said this about Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Saying how, well, no, okay, I think, because correct me if I'm wrong, I think TikTok is originated in, it's owned by a Chinese company.
Okay.
So I think through like data or whatever, they're able to see things of Americans or whatnot. Man, can we just have nice stuff? Why everything gotta have a back door? Why does everything have to have a back door?
Netflix wants to charge us for sharing. TikTok is trying to watch us.
We can't have nice things? I actually like TikTok. Are you kidding me?
But you know,
remember they were like this during the pandemic. They tried to ban TikTok during the pandemic. This has come up way too many times. Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I remember hearing
that
on the news. Mm-hmm. Like, I just, why can't we just all mind our Netflix, mind your business. This old lady trying to get to this man, mind your business. Everybody mind your business. That's the topic of hashtags today. Everybody mind your own. Keep your head down. Don't talk to nobody. Don't say nothing to nobody. Jesus, that's all I'm saying. Hashtag, now hold on, China.
Hashtag, TikTok's got to stay.
Hashtag, always trying to ban something.
Hashtag, stop trying to get our stuff away.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Tune in next week as we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
Stick around because we have our Male's Perspective, Kimo Jones, stopping by in the studio to weigh in on the conversation. But Mia and Emilio got some music for us.
Listen, I'm going to throw it all the way back to the uncomfortable days, okay? Here's No That's Right by Andy Minio right here on You Already Know.
It's a Minute Live Radio.
If you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready. I'm ready. Yeah, y'all ready? Look, if you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready. I'm ready. Look, y'all ready, y'all ready, y'all ready. I go for that, I get it. Came in this game and you cray on a mission. That fountain blue, that's club lit. But I ain't seen too many, y'all living. Seem like everybody tryna fit it. Living that life like a highlight reel. That ain't real, they ain't tell you about the sweat they spill. How they got no chill just to get it. I'm living the high life, yeah. High art for the most high. My wife in them high heels. Ooh, high five. That's nice. You know that's right. And now I got fans, I got family. I'm on my Chief Keith, y'all understand me. Squaw.
There's nothing left to say. I know where I'm going. We starting here today. And you know.
Jewish, my lawyer is Jewish, my stomach is Buddhist. I'm trying to lose it, but I need to chill on fake Newtons. I swear I don't sweat the money, only the music. Now I got the juice and my words got influence. That's power to use it, and I don't want to blow it. First off, rap lied to us. Y'all figured that yet? They got the whole world trying to ball out. Hype ball so hard, but you still got that. I don't respect anybody that's trying to flex. Y'all looking the weakest. Cause I was with a billionaire last week and the boy had Pele sneakers on.
Get money.
My homegirl started stripping. I said, chill, get your degree.
Get it.
She told me, Andy, you tripping. Cause you don't make more money than me. Well, you know that's right. But some money always come with a price. I love this life, but I'm sure what I got next to die for, yeah.
There's nothing left to say. I know.
Show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the livest show in the world.
turning up for life on the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for Christ. This is Eminem radio, Eminem radio. Turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, here we go. Eminem radio, Eminem radio. Turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, here we go.
Welcome back to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Welcome back, man. Welcome back. Listen, that was a hit right there, man.
You know that's right.
You know that's right. That was, let me see, you said that was from the Uncomfortable album? Andy Mineo. Woo, that was a fire project right there.
I'm going to know it's going. Y'all going to be real sad when Andy finally announced he's leaving Reach. Ooh, some of y'all forgot.
What?
Y'all know that man about to leave.
He did mention that in one of his songs.
Last year, I was with a friend. We were listening to his project. And when he said, one more year and I'm out of the deal. And the year would have been sometime this month?
Or
maybe this quarter. Maybe. I mean, maybe not specifically. He might maybe isn't going to do it exactly on that time. But I do think this is the year where Andy announces him leaving Reach. But honestly, I was telling my friend, I'm excited to see him leave. Because, like, when KB left, no one kind of really knew. We knew KB was kind of like taking off, but we were like, oh, well, what is this new season going to look like for him? And KB is like through the roof right now.
He is thriving. He's thriving.
And I'm excited to see what Andy's going to do outside of Reach. I would love to see him expound on Minor League, whatever that's going to be, whether it's a collective or whatever he designs for it to be. I'm excited to see him thrive. He's been with Reach for like as long as Reach has been a thing.
I mean, as long as he's been doing music.
As long as he's been doing music, really. You know what I'm saying? And on the scale of he's been doing it. So I'm excited for him to leave. I think he'll be able to thrive, and I think that will... I'm excited to see it take him to different heights and different levels, and you never know what that could lead to.
Yeah, not only that, you seen his hair?
I feel like...
That man is blonde now.
He is, but I feel like Andy... Maybe,
you know when somebody changed their hair up, something big is coming.
Maybe artists just have a way of, like, making things just look so cool. Because at first when I saw it, I was like, this man is blonde. And then I was like... Then I saw the video, I was like, oh, it kind of looked kind of fire. You know, with the glasses on and the whole thing. I'm like, okay, it's kind of fire. So, you know, I'm excited to see how this year is going to pan out for Andy. But shout out to everyone that's tuned into your girls right here, right now on You Already Know It's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, shout out to everyone that's tuned in right here, right now, whether you're tuned in on any of the podcasting platforms we're featured on. That's iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, also Spotify, and also on trackstars.com via the website or their app, or all the way up in Chicago on artsoulradio.com. We appreciate everybody tuned into your girls right here, right now. But Misa, we have a special guest. This is our first time having him on the show this year.
It is.
We got to go ahead and bring him in. We got our male's perspective, Kimo Jones, in studio. Kimo, say what's up to the people.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling?
Happy New Year, Kimo.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, man. It's a great year. Bruh, 2023, we out here.
We out here, man.
You know?
There ain't no doubt about it. So let us know. So what, you got any goals for the year? Let us know where you're standing at right now.
Yeah, man. So I got a couple different goals. One goal is to
one goal,
you know what I'm saying? Shout out East Island. One goal for me, it will be to hit the gym at least twice every week.
Twice a week? Okay, that's a good goal.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a very good goal.
Yeah, it's manageable.
Yeah. Another goal is to have a 6-pack by the time I'm 30.
Oh, 30?
Yeah, I got two years.
You got 2 years.
I think I can do that.
Eating right and going to the gym consistently, you could do that in 6 months.
Anybody doing that in 6 months, man? That's like too much commitment.
Kimo!
Too much discipline, too much focus. I ain't doing that. Getting up, I gotta get up every day for 5 months.
We're talking
at 5 a.m.
about your goals for the year. If you really focus, you eat real clean. Clean. Probably like meat and vegetables.
You
go to the gym.
I refuse.
Your weight consistently, you can definitely do that in 6 months.
6 months?
Yes, and plus guys are different. Like,
they
you know,
are different.
Like,
they drop weight fast.
And protein.
Give me 24 months. Baby steps.
At least he's being honest. I cannot stop laughing. At least he's being honest.
I'm not that ambitious.
Okay.
No, but yeah, those are my goals, man. I really want to I want to have a 6-pack by the time I'm 30. You know what I'm saying? Start going to the gym, you know, twice a week. I am going to learn how to swim in 2023.
Me too. I talked to Portia about that. We want to take classes.
I'm too old to not know how to swim.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Plus, we live on the lake, so.
But for us to also have two children.
Yes.
Soon to have two children, we should not know how to swim.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mia can't swim. Misa can't swim.
I already said that. Why you got to put me out there like that? Why would you say it like that?
I'm disagreeing with you. You know what I'm saying? I can't swim. You know? So we gotta be able to save ourselves and protect our, you know, our family and stuff. So,
good point.
So yeah. Oh, being debt free. Me and Misa working on being debt free.
We're very close,
adult teens. We didn't pay $10,000 off on our car.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We owe $7,000 more. If y'all want to contribute, the Kimo Jones.
Okay, on Cash App. That's not why we have Patreon. Okay, I'm just letting y'all know up front. Okay?
No, that's Cash App. $ the Kimo Jones.
That goes directly to
that. Cut it out.
Man, that sounds like a goal. That sounds like some really good goals, man. Listen, shout out to you guys. Even you, Kimo, for you getting your six pack by the time you're 30 and you have two workouts per week. I think that's very healthy. I think you could do it in 6 months if you really want to.
Anybody doing it in 6 months?
I'm just trying to help, man. Listen, shout out to everyone that's rocking with your girls right here, right now. Listen, we have a great conversation going up this week here on Eminem Live Radio. It's all centered around this question right here. Okay, so agree or disagree with this statement. I really don't like too private of a relationship. No posts, no flirting in the comments. You don't like or repost their stuff. I just don't like that. Let us know. Do you agree or disagree with that statement on whether or not, like, you know, private relationships, whether you want to be public? Listen, let us know, where does your relationship in social media stand? We want to know. Let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Also on Facebook too, if you got it, at MM Live Radio. And let us know what your thoughts, what your comments are on this week's conversation. And of course, you guys already know we're very big on inspiration and positivity here on Eminem Live Radio. Now, y'all already know we can give it to you in 60 minutes, you know, no problem. But even if you can only give us 60 seconds of your time, listen, you already know that we got you right here, right now with our 1 minute inspiration. And Misa's got your 1 minute inspiration for you this week.
Let's get into it, y'all. Never stop growing, no matter how hard it gets. The process of growth is actually not supposed to be easy. Yes, of course, when we think of things growing, the first thing we think about are plants, right? Right, okay. I'll spare you the details, but we all know that plants start off as seeds. Once that seed is planted, you add dirt, some water, sunshine, a little time, then boom, you got a whole flower, right? Well, no one talks about the difficulty of the plant being in extreme hot and cold climates, or having to prune back overgrown dead limbs. All of this is part of the process, but all of it is needed in order to grow. So when you're trying to get better at anger and the temptation to go off on someone arises, be aware that that is a test of growth. When you're trying to be truthful and the temptation to lie comes up, be aware that that is a test of growth. If you feel like people are throwing dirt on your name, baby, consider it soil, because listen, if you have cried tears, allow it to water your seed. And if you feel heat, allow that to be the pressure needed to get to the next level. Listen, you're only going through this time because it's time for you to grow.
Boom, that's your 1 minute inspiration brought to you by my girl Misa. Misa said, go ahead and grow, y'all. Go and grow right now in 2023. Listen, shout out to everyone who got impacted by that 1 minute inspiration. Listen, I know seasons of growing are tough.
Yeah.
Because you're growing out of the things that you used to go through. Now you're growing through those stages, mm-hmm. You know? A seed bursting through takes hard. You go pushing through all that soil.
Yeah.
Which is against, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's like people think that growing, it is a beautiful thing. Blossoming, that's a great thing. But you go through a lot in order to get to that point. Man, listen, shout out to Misa for that dope 1 minute inspiration. But listen, man, we got to go ahead and get into some more music. And you know, Kimo's on the show this week.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, he has a pick of the week this week. So Kimo, what is your pick of the week this
week,
sir? Yo,
my pick of the week this week is Called Out Music's Hold On Me. Boy, I'm reverting to my old ways, boy.
Y'all
remember I used to be struggling.
It's a new year, same Kimo. Here we go. Here's Hold On Me by Called Out Music right here on, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Mm-hmm. something. Cover me in glory, oh, I've come to give you praise, yeah. You shower your blessing, shower your favor on me. My heart is full of thanks, 'cause I will never find another love that's so real and kind. There's not a thing that will change your mind. Always with me, I'll never leave your side. I know you love me, you love me, oh, oh, oh. Hey, you love me, hey, like this, like that, oh. Never run dry, never empty. No matter how far I go, your love keeps chasing me to come get me. Yeah, nah, you know they use me, play no one. No, they do me, why, oh, from time, you be my day one, day one. 'Cause I will never find another love that's so real and kind. There's not a thing that will change your mind. I know you love me, you love me, oh, oh, oh. Hey, you love me, hey, like this, like that, oh, hey, all day and night, oh, you gotta hold on me, oh, oh, yeah, you love me, well, like this, like that, oh.
My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you're listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio, and we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in.
I like y'all new tagline.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, brother.
Ooh, how it go? Y'all number one source.
Your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
It's 2023. What that mean?
What you mean what that mean?
You know what I'm saying?
You understand English?
Yeah, I understand what I'm saying. Like, what it mean to you, though? You know what I'm saying?
Listen, man. So, you know, your number one source of inspiration.
Yeah.
We'll break it up.
We'll talk about what it was prior.
All right. Lord, you're going to slip me up.
No, I'll say it. So, prior, it was, most of you guys know, we were the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. And with that, we started Eminem Live Radio when we were 16 and 18 years old.
Right.
We are 26 that. And 28.
Yeah, almost 30. Y'all ain't teenagers no more. You barely young adults.
Cut his mic.
Cut the cameras.
Cut the cameras, y'all. But we said that, you know, because while I feel like that tagline served a purpose for a particular time and era.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to just start learning and embracing a time of change.
Okay.
And so while we still are able to provide an alternative source of positive entertainment.
Sure.
You know, we want to make sure that we're being true to our demographic. We're able to age well, mm-hmm. along with the music, along with the show. All the hard work, blood, sweat, and tears we put into Eminem Live Radio. The show's getting older. Our audience is getting a little bit older, but the music still is the same. The music is great, you know? So at the end of the day, whether we change hashtag to many hashtags, regardless of any intricate element of the show that we change, we want to make sure that we stay true to what we are, and that is providing inspiration for our generation. And we want to be that number one source. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We want to be able to give you the trending topics. We want to be able to give you that entertainment. We want to be able to give you that good source of music like we always talk about. So we fighting, man. We fighting out here to make sure we stay your number one on your playlist. You know what I'm saying? So that's where the inspiration of that new tagline came from. It's 2023. It's brand spanking new.
I like it.
Yeah, like something different.
Yeah, I was just asking because I feel like, you know, as a fan of the show, whenever you hear like, oh, snap, like they changed something, like, why?
Yeah. Now, I appreciate you for asking about that, you know, diving deep into it. Speaking of diving deep, I feel like we got to go ahead and switch gears a little bit. So before we get into this good conversation, because, of course, we're talking love and relationships, okay? The Super Bowl is weeks away.
Isn't that crazy?
It's wild.
Who's in the running? Oh, Lord, don't none of us know.
Don't ask me because I'm not going to lie to you. I just about missed all of NFL season this past season, and I hate it because I was not able to see my boys
but
play.
But you know what one thing I do know? Rihanna doing the Super Bowl.
Rihanna is doing the Super Bowl.
It's the Navy Bowl.
The Navy Bowl. The Fenty Bowl.
I like it.
I do like it. It's kind of different.
Everybody can be wearing drawers on stage. Yeah.
They had the Beyonce Bowl when Beyonce performed. Mm-hmm. Now it's the Rihanna Navy Bowl.
Y'all, this is going to be probably one of the best halftime performances we've ever seen.
But not only that, but it's probably going to be one of the most highly anticipated because, you know, everyone's been talking about, you know, Rihanna number one, Rihanna forgetting about us because she has this whole new billion-dollar brand, which is Fenty.
And also Savage Fenty,
which is, you know, the lounge wear, the lingerie wear and everything. But she's not thinking about music.
Yeah.
She is not thinking about dropping another album because she's comfortable where she is.
She's officially made it to billionaire status beyond music.
Yes. Yes. So this might be the only other opportunity for us to hear Rihanna hit the mic.
Yeah.
And we are excited about it. Now, my question to you is this. What songs do you think? Because I think the halftime performance is like, what, 15 minutes?
She got a lot of songs because we was going through her catalog. Disturbia.
But I think hands down, she's definitely going to do Diamonds.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Rude Boy.
That's going to be nice because you're going to have the fireworks in the back.
Yeah.
You just going to do Rude Boy?
No.
No. Don't forget every all. Okay, work. Oh, think she's going to bring out Drake?
Probably.
She's going to bring out ASAP.
I heard you
for
good
sure.
With them soft lips.
No, she's not. Wait. Let's think about this. She's with ASAP now.
So?
She's not going to bring out Drake. She's not going to bring out Drake.
He's going to be like, I heard you good with them soft lips.
No.
I don't think so, Kimo.
I hope she does Pond and Replay. I actually love
no,
that
she's
song.
At, well, that's the song that put her on the map.
Yeah.
So we
if
definitely...
she could do a Pond and Replay mix into work, that'd be fire.
You know what song I like?
What?
Oh, never mind. It's Jordan Sparks.
Oh, Kimo, even though he's Rihanna. He's going to be like, do one step at a time. Do no air. Where Chris Brown at?
I
do believe that she's gonna pull out all of her hits and she's going to perform Umbrella.
She got some hits, man.
You think so?
I don't even like Umbrella. I really don't.
I could do without Umbrella.
I could do
that without song it. That she got with Kanye and Paul McCartney.
She's not gonna do 4 or 5 seconds. That's too slow. She's not gonna do 4 or 5.
Well, you know,
there might be a good middle song.
But I think Diamonds is more. It's more. And she's gonna do that new song she did for Wakanda.
Yeah, it's mid. Misa think it's mid.
It's very mid and sub.
Don't whisper. It's your show.
I do think it's mid.
It's mid.
I don't know. I feel like the songs that we...
It's high mid, though, for me.
Okay, well, listen. Because there's no way in the world she's going to perform all of it by herself. She has to have somebody feature.
Who do you think the guests are going to be? I think ASAP is a given. Like, she's going to do something.
Can I be honest?
But there's no
song. I feel like it's about time that her and Chris Brown make up.
No, you know what I think? I think they've already made up, just the world is still holding on.
I would love to see, like, hey, we've moved past
like
this.
Like a public thing?
Yes.
I think that would be fire.
You know what I'm saying? And I think it would do well for Chris Brown's career.
Oh, wow.
You know?
I didn't even think about it like that, Kimo.
I think it would be great for his career.
That would be like talk of the town.
Yes.
If she brought up Chris.
Yeah.
Like, that would be amazing.
Yep.
But I feel like
you heard it here first, folks.
It's a little far fetched. We'll spend about 30 more seconds on this conversation. I don't think she'll bring out Chris Brown.
Oh, okay, I could see her doing Umbrella because I could see her bring out Jay. Because you know Jay-Z is over the Super Bowl.
Okay, now we're talking.
So now I could see her doing that and then Jay-Z coming out.
I could see that being a really strong headliner along with I agree.
Okay.
All right, so those are your predictions from Eminem Live Radio's team.
We'll see if she bring Chris out.
We'll see.
I'm a DM Chris.
We'll see. But that's a pretty, I feel like all of our assumptions, our predictions are pretty solid.
Yeah, she can't get Chris Breezy. I'm sure Mike Tease is available.
Oh my God. Listen, man, let's go ahead and jump into this conversation, man. This love and relationships conversation is all centered around this question right here. Okay, so do you agree or disagree with the statement? I really don't like too private of a relationship. No posts, no flirting in the comments. You don't like or repost their stuff. I just don't like that. What do you think about that statement? Do you agree or disagree with what I just said? Now listen, you already know. You got to get our comments and opinions going here in studio. So Kimo, you're our guest. What do you think? Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Of course you do. Why?
Because I feel like I really feel like, why not, man? If I'm in love with somebody, why would I want to keep it a secret?
Okay.
Why would I want? I ain't done.
Sorry.
Dang. Me and can't wait to rebut. You know, why would I keep it a secret? You know, I believe that love is something that should not only be shared with the world, but should be shared with, you know, your person.
Okay. How's the right way for me to word this? Well, let's go to Misa first before we get into everything. Misa, what do you think? Agree or disagree with the statement? I really don't like private relationships. No posts, no flirting in the comments. You don't like or repost their stuff. I just don't like that. What's your thoughts on that?
Oddly enough, I agree as well.
Now, mind you, y'all are married, so it's different for you guys to do that to each other. What about from a dating aspect? You still think that's weird?
Okay, from a dating aspect, I'm going to have to be seriously committed to you, and we definitely know, and we are completely on the same page for me to be comfortable with posting you, reposting you. That's what I think. Like, if you're exclusively dating and y'all know this, and everybody in your close friend circle of groups and, you know, family members know this, I feel like there's nothing wrong with it. Like, if my boyfriend has like a fitness page, I'm gonna support that.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. You know what I'm saying?
If they got something going on, like, why would you not want to support their business?
Well, support and then being the flirting in the comments and like hard eye emojis and man crush Monday, woman crush Wednesday, girlfriend appreciation post, boyfriend appreciation post, like stuff like
that. I mean, you don't gotta overdo it, but occasionally it's nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's Valentine's Day, you're not gonna be like, oh, dinner with bae, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, like, oh, we going on a trip, vacation, you know what I'm saying? I think that's cool.
Dating, not y'all being married, but dating.
Yeah. Dating. Yeah, that's fine.
Wow.
But you know what they do nowadays, Kimo? They show the back of their neck.
Right.
In a relationship with bae, hands with
ashy
a tattoo.
Knuckles.
Right.
Yeah.
Ashy knuckles.
What do you think, Mia?
Yeah.
I disagree with the statement. Y'all know me. I very much so thrive in my privacy. I love it. I personally, I know it got me what you said, Kimo. You said, I feel like you should share that love with the world. I don't agree with that. I think when people do that, they're sharing that with social media. I think you sharing it with the world is you doing it in real life. Like, I think that's us going out in public. Now, you keeping me in the us not going out and being seen in public together, that's one thing. Like, that's when I'm like, oh, we got a red flag. Something's wrong. Like, you're not holding my hand. This is a PDA. Like, now I'm looking at you sideways. But social media, you mean I get your love and affection in reality. And I'm not tripping about what you show other people. Our relationship isn't for other people. It's if it is and it ever gets to that point, to me that would be a big problem where we have to constantly show others. I'm not gonna lie, y'all, I would very much be the person to pull an Issa Rae. Y'all would not know I'm with somebody until I'm married, like for real, because sometimes there are people who just get very involved and very nosy, and then you don't want to include people, you don't want people to feel like they're entitled to know that much about your relationship.
So you bring this person around your family?
Yes.
Around your friend groups?
Because that's real life.
On your friend groups?
Yes.
So like the shows, the concerts you go to, like your family reunions, which is now on Instagram?
Yeah.
That's valid.
So my real friends know. My friends know what's up. Y'all know I'm in a relationship, but I don't have to show that to everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Now, when I'm married, oh, it's popping. I'm flirting in your comments. Like, we doing all that. Like,
oh, so that's a married people thing.
No, it's like, it's like, I'm with you forever now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. So, like, we in this for life. Now I would not mind doing
what that. What if you've been together?
I'm not even, like, a very, like, expressive person. I probably wouldn't express my relationship much on social media anyway. Even if I was married, probably not. But if you would see it every now and then, absolutely.
I just feel like that's a great way to show people that you are committed to someone. Because we have the ring that you wear on your ring finger, but then you have moments in which you can share who you're committed to on social media.
I wish we had more time for this conversation. Listen, let us know, y'all. Agree or disagree with this statement. I don't really like private relationships. Let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio right here. But in the meantime, here's FaceTime by Paul Russell on You Already Know.
7M Live Radio.
In and out of this FaceTime, like all night. Acting like it wasn't your Wi-Fi, was not mine. You ain't been in my zip code in a long time. And your friend said I was the wrong guy, but you forgot why, so it's alright.
If it was right,
I ain't saying that I need you, babe.
If it was right here, babe.
Then at least I could reach you, babe. I ain't saying that I need you, babe.
If you was right here, babe.
If you was right here, if you was right here. You tell Alexa to play me a note from your roommate. The short one is crazy. I came in a Uber, but it's a Mercedes. I gave you a month and you gave me a maybe. And maybe I miss it, or maybe you did. You call me your baby, you up in my crib. You snapping in photos like it was a drip. But I go on your story, but never your grid. So come on. I ain't even tripping about that no more. Ain't afraid to hit me right back no more. You ain't gotta see my zodiac no more. No, no, no. You been steady blowing up the spot, though. You just try me out like gelato. No, no. But it's cool, we in and out of this FaceTime like all night. Acting like it wasn't your Wi-Fi, but it's not mine. You ain't been in my zip code in a long time. And your friend said I was the wrong guy, but you forgot why, so it's alright. I ain't saying that I need you, babe.
If you was right here, babe.
Then at least I could reach you, babe. I ain't saying that I need you, babe. If you was right here, you still be frontin', telling me you on the way. You ain't even got your jeans on. And you still be starting stuff and cropping at the foolery before you send a screenshot. And they gon' ask if you a fun time, a one time, a plus one, or a D1. But we've been through a lot of trials, and just praying that this one right here isn't a free one. I ain't got no service in this parking garage, a parking spot that's arguably wrong. You're partly alarmed, I start to get on. Like, if love is a drug, it's hard to be on. It's hard to be off, I'm writing that down for part of a song. And holy moly, what you do to me? One day you gon' put the U up in my eulogy. I hit your phone and never work until it's you and me. Cause you know you don't wanna bring it to the jewelry. FaceTime like all night. Acting like it wasn't your Wi-Fi, but it's not mine. Still ain't been in my zip code in a long time. Your friend said I was the wrong guy, but you forgot why, so it's alright. In and out of this FaceTime acting like it wasn't your Wi-Fi. You ain't been in my zip code in a long time. Your friend said I was the wrong guy, but you forgot why, so it's alright.
Only really, really, really one way, yeah. You could be here too one day, yeah. Yeah, 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 you know me best. You know me best, you know me best. You make me better, you make me better. You gotta be here to feel the vibe right now. Gotta be here to feel the vibe. Gotta be here to feel the vibe right now.
Right now, right now, right now.
Cause I'm feeling so good, and I'm living good.
I know that feeling way right now. Got them in their feelings right now, yeah.
You know me best, you know me best. You know me best.
You make me better, you make me better.
Yeah, 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 y'all really, really gon' feel the way. He gon' get it due to him one day. Yeah, yeah, man, we done came a long way. Oh yeah, going all day.
In the morning, yeah, I'm going. It's a vibe right now, don't you kill it. Guess the motion, when you feel it. I'm so high right now, catch me drifting.
Yeah, you gotta be here to feel the vibe right now.
Gotta be here to feel the vibe.
Gotta be here to feel the vibe right now.
Right now, right now, right now.
Cause I'm feeling so good, and I'm living good. I know they feel their way right now. Got them in their feelings right now, right now, yeah.
Hey, I got it, you want it, but you just really gotta get it.
Mm-hmm. We coolin' the vibe, man, you just really gotta feel it.
Mm-hmm. We living, and we ain't really worried about it.
And we rock and we roll, never stop, up it's gold. You can come get with it, come get with it.
Hey, on the really, really, really want the way, yeah.
You can be here with
you one day, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know me best, you know me best. You know me best. You make me better, you make me better. You make me, you gotta be here to feel the vibe right now. Gotta be here to feel the vibe. Gotta be here to feel the vibe right now.
Right now, right now, right now. In the morning, yeah, I'm going. It's a vibe right now. Don't you kill it. Catch the motion, yeah. When you feel it, I'm so high right now. Catch me drifting.
Yeah. You back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
Yes, Sirski. Yes, Sirski. Shout out to everyone who tuned into this week's show. Whether you tune in for the very first time or you don't miss a single show, we are so glad you spent the last hour rocking with your girls.
If you enjoyed this week's show, take a screenshot of you listening to the show on any of the podcasting platforms you listen on and post it to your Instagram story and tag us at MM Live Radio and we'll repost it.
Huge shout out to our male perspective, Kimo Jones, for joining us on the show this week. Kimo, give everyone your social media so that they can stay connected with you.
Hey man, you can follow me at The Kimo Jones on everything. That's T-H-E. K-E-M-O-J-O-N-E-S.
And do you have any final words to give to our people?
Hey man, just remember that God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever, man. If he did it before, he'll do it again.
Yes, sir. Yes,
absolutely.
Sir.
Tune into Eminem Live Radio next week because, like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more. So make sure you're nowhere else but here. Same time, same place. But of course, we got to give the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O. Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in, but your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up because down is not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day. It'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week. It'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month. It'll become the best year of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia. And you're listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, wait, wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up, bump the speakers loud.
Get ready,
it's about to go down right now. On the new Eminem Radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for life. On the new Eminem Radio vibe. Turning up the youth. turn it up for Christ. This is Eminem Radio. Eminem Radio. Turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, here we go. Eminem Radio. Eminem Radio.